One of my favorite ways to invest is real estate, but not everyone wants to handle tenants and toilets. Enter Fundrise. They make it easy to invest in real estate with their flagship fund. Now, as always, you always have to carefully consider the investment objectives and risks of the Fundrise flagship fund before investing. But right now, demand is dropping and prices are falling, even for many of the best assets. And the Fundrise flagship fund plans on going on a buying spree, expanding its billion-dollar real estate portfolio over the next few months. You can add the Fundrise flagship fund to your portfolio in just minutes, with just as little as $10 by visiting fundrise.com/PFP. As always, carefully consider the investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses of the Fundrise flagship fund before investing. This and other information can be found in the fund's prospectus at fundrise.com/PFP. That's fundrise.com/PFP. This is a paid advertisement. Spring is a great time of year to do some cleaning around the house and clean up your finances. And something else that you can do for your family this spring is shopping for life insurance with Policy Genius as part of your financial planning for the year. Getting life insurance today means you'll have peace of mind so that if something were to happen to you, your family can cover expenses, things like mortgage payments, credit card payments, car loans, or even college costs. I have a wife and two kids, with a third on the way, by the way, and business partners that all depend on my income. So I needed life insurance, and Policy Genius made that so incredibly easy. And with Policy Genius, you can find life insurance policies that start at just $292 per year for $1 million of coverage. Some options offer same day approval and avoid unnecessary medical exams. So save time and money and provide your family with a financial safety net using Policy Genius. Head to policygenius.com or click the link in the description to get your free life insurance quotes and see how much you can save. That's policygenius.com. On this special episode of the Personal Finance Podcast, we're going to talk about what's going on with GameStop, AMC, and all these other stocks that are flying to the moon. What's up, everybody, and welcome to the Personal Finance Podcast. I'm your host, Andrew, founder of DollarAfterDollar.com. And today on this bonus episode of the Personal Finance Podcast, we're going to talk about what the heck is going on with the stock market right now, because I have never gotten so many emails in my entire life on one single subject, and it's all over the news. And if you haven't seen it yet, I'm going to explain exactly what is going on. So this is one of the craziest, funniest situations I've ever seen with the stock market. And it's one of the wildest stories that I've ever seen as well. I can see this becoming a Netflix documentary very, very, very soon. And if you're out of the loop, get your popcorn ready, because this is exactly what happened. So GameStop, if you're not familiar with GameStop, it's a video game store. It's a dying business, because what happens a lot of times right now is a lot of people download video games online. Plus, with COVID hitting right now, a lot of malls are dead, and a lot of GameStops are inside of malls. So it's a lose-lose situation for GameStop. So what happened was a hedge fund started shorting the stock. Actually, a lot of hedge funds started shorting the stock, betting that it would go down. So that's all shorting a stock is someone is betting that a stock is going to go down instead of up. Now, here on the Personal Finance Podcast, we never recommend that you ever short any stock, because it's a very dangerous game to play, because it can go down infinitely and then you're stuck holding the bag. But there's one fund in particular, which is Melvin Capital, and it's a multi-billion dollar hedge fund that has been putting together a very, very big short on GameStop. And usually you don't have to disclose your shorts. That's not something you usually have to do. It doesn't have to be public information. But a group of Redditors discovered the position. What they figured out was Melvin Capital had $55 million shorting GameStop. And what happened was this Redditor group started buying shares of the short stock to make the stock go up. Now, I'm putting this in as simple terms as possible so everybody can understand this. So they started buying these shares and making the stock go up when the hedge fund was betting that the stock would go down. Now, that's all this is a bet, because GameStop is not a profitable company. So they're basically trolling this hedge fund to make the stock go up. And now the borrowed shares that the hedge fund had, that they bet were going to go down were due. But the Redditors refused to sell, and they commanded higher and higher prices. Because as this grew in popularity between the last couple of days, it started to explode in pricing. And that's the wild thing, because it has nothing to do with GameStop as a business, which is how you should invest, is looking into the business, reading the financials, those types of pieces. GameStop is just the middleman in this whole situation. They're stuck right in the middle. And it's a battle between basically a bunch of nerds and a bunch of doofuses on Wall Street. And if you read the subreddit Wall Street Bets, there's one guy who had a quote who really just summed the whole thing up. And I can't remember the exact quote, but he said something along the lines of, we can remain stupid for longer than they can stay solvent. Because Melvin Capital's lost like $2 billion the last couple of weeks. And so far, they've had to get bailed out by a bunch of other hedge funds as well. But the wild thing is, a group of Redditors just broke a massive hedge fund. That's exactly what they did. And trying to squeeze these short bets against hedge funds is extremely volatile. It's extremely stressful, especially if you're doing it in a serious way. I would never recommend anybody do anything like this. Now is a great time of year to get your finances in order. And no matter what your financial goals are this year, when you use Chime's online checking account, you can cross all those financial to-dos off your list. Chime's online checking account has tons of benefits that millions of members love, like fee-free overdraft up to $200. Plus, get paid up to 2 days early with direct deposit, all while managing your money on the go 24/7. And you get access to over 60,000 ATMs. So start building your credit and open a Chime checking account with at least $200 qualifying direct deposit to get started. Get started at chime.com/PFP. That's chime.com/PFP. Banking services and debit card provided by the Bancorp Bank, N.A. or Stride Bank, N.A. members FDIC. SpotMe eligibility requirements and overdraft limits apply. Early access to direct deposit funds depends on payer. Out-of-network ATM withdrawal fees may apply. We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. And if you need to hire, you need Indeed, because Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors. And they have a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. So ditch the busy work and use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/personal finance. Just go to Indeed.com/personal finance right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/personal finance. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. One of the hardest things about managing your money is figuring out where it's all going. And most of us are trying to save for several goals at once, which can feel like a daunting task to see if you're on track or even on pace to accomplishing your goals. But there is a tool that makes it so much easier, and it's called Monarch Money. They help you track your money flow without taking a ton of time and energy. And Monarch has built-in features to collaborate with your partner, family, or financial advisor. And you can invite them with an extra account with their own login at no extra cost to collaborate with you. And Monarch is the most customizable budgeting app. You can create custom budgets, set notifications, and you can set up automatic rules for transactions and notifications. And after trying Monarch for myself, I understand why it's a top-rated personal finance app. And right now, listeners of this show will get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/PFP. That's MONARCHMONEY.com/PFP for your extended 30-day free trial. The key to winning in any business is making sure you have the right business partner. An example is Procter & Gamble or Ben & Jerry. But what about the perfect partners when it comes to growing your business? That's you and Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business, from launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage, all the way to did we just hit $1 million stage? Shopify is there to help you grow. And most people know one of your biggest struggles when it comes to starting an online business is finding new customers, and Shopify can help you do that. And what I love about Shopify is no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. So sign up for $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/PFP, all lowercase. So go to shopify.com/PFP now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. That's shopify.com/PFP. And if you're interested in this story, if you think, should I jump in? Should I jump into something like this? My quick answer is no. If you're going to do something like this, if you're going to jump in, you do it with money like you would use at a casino, like betting money. This is not something to invest in for your future. Hey, it could go to the moon. It could go to $1,000 a share, which would be absolutely wild. But getting into something like that with significant money would be absolutely stupid. Warren Buffett famously said, "Be fearful when others are greedy, and greedy when others are fearful." What he meant by that was buy low, sell high. Right now, you're looking at something that's going to go sky high and then come crashing down. This can't last for a long period of time. And an intelligent investor knows that if you're going to buy something, you need to look at the financials. It needs to be backed by the financials. It needs to be backed by the commodities that the company earns. But the stock market deals with individual people as well. And individual people are extremely emotional in their investments. And that's what's happening here. It's a rise of people who want to get in, and it's just going higher and higher and higher. And it's the same thing for AMC, which is now starting to soar. Nobody's going to the movie theater. It's the middle of a pandemic. So a lot of hedge funds are shorting AMC and it's starting to soar. Nokia. The last time I used a Nokia phone, I was playing Snake on it. All of these are examples of people rising up together and fighting against hedge funds. And it's one of the most wild, funny, crazy stories that I've ever seen in the stock market. So just remember, if you want to get on the action just to have a little fun, I understand that. But don't do it with money that you're going to invest for your long-term future. Do it with fun money. Do it with bet money and have fun while doing it. But that's just a simple explanation of what's going on right now, and I hope you guys enjoy the hilarity of the entire situation. Everyone's heard the saying, you have to spend money to make money, but everything in life, from travel to starting a business, is expensive, which is why I want to tell you about a new podcast I love that will teach you all the tactics, tricks, and tips you need to upgrade your life, money, and even travel, all while spending less and saving more. It's called All the Hacks, and it's a top-ranked show hosted by my good friend Chris Hutchins, a financial optimizer, an entrepreneur who's racked up millions of points, and he sold two companies. And if you want to rethink the way you're spending money, you have to check out the episode 91 with Bill Perkins and why you should be optimizing for net fulfillment and not net worth and striving to die with zero. All the Hacks has something for everyone, and I'm sure you'll find a new tactic that you can apply to your own life, whether it's a money hack that increases your net worth or a routine change that boosts your productivity. So check out All the Hacks. That's All the Hacks on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. Your wallet will thank you later.